Hello, and welcome to Nakayomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Keshet Starr, and today we're going to be learning Tehillim Perek Ayin, Psalms chapter 70. This perek continues the theme of asking Hashem for help in times of difficulty, and also offers some interesting insights on what it actually means to live a life in closeness with Hashem. Right from the opening pasuk of this perek, we see some interesting language. L'menetzeach leDavid lehaskir, for the conductor of David to haskir. So let's look at that language and understand what this sort of unusual word is doing here. Rashi says lehaskir is the language of prayer. It comes from the root word of zecher, to remember. But what does remembering mean in the context of prayer? Rashi answers this question with a story. Say you have a king who owns a flock of sheep, complete with a shepherd and a sheep coat, which for those of you who are not on top of your sheep terminology, is a pen where they keep the sheep contained. So thank you to Google for that one. And the king in the story becomes angry with his flock and he destroys everything, fires the shepherd, destroys the pen, you know, starts from scratch. And then sometime later, his anger abates, he restores the flock, rebuilds the pen, but not the shepherd, doesn't bring the shepherd back in. We've all been in situations where we were cut out of something or ignored, and there are really few experiences more painful than that. Being ignored or taken for granted sort of cuts particularly deeply. And this pasuk illustrates right off the bat that just by mentioning someone's contributions, we bring them into the situation and give them appreciation. And here, David is doing this for Hashem, that in some ways the essence of prayer is remembering, oh yes, this food didn't just spring forth onto my plate, but Hashem created it, Hashem provided it for me. And so that remembering and that mentioning is part of how we honor God. And it's also a reminder to us that when we're engaging with the community, with the world and the people around us, to make sure that we're not ignoring and not mentioning the contributions of people, because again, that is something that can be very difficult and painful. As the parak continues, David begs for Hashem's intercession. Elokim lehatzilini, Hashem leezra sichusha, God, please save me. Hashem, please hurry to help me. David then turns to focusing on the enemies of Hashem. In Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, we read, Yavshu vayichpari mevakshi nafshi, may those who seek my life be shamed and humiliated. And then in Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Yeshuvu al ekav bashtam, let them return in the path of their shame. Ha'omrim ha'a ha'a, those who say what's translated as aha, aha. Now this pasuk contains, again, some interesting language. What does it mean when we say that the enemies are returning in the path of their shame? Why that language? And also, what does this sort of exclamation of ha-a, ha-a, or aha, as it's translated into, what does that mean? Rashi understands that the idea of letting the enemies return in the path of their shame means that the enemies will be punished measure for measure. So just as the enemies did to me, so too Hashem will do to them. And Rashi says that not only is it a loose measure for measure, but it's a close measure for measure. That literally in the same path, that they are going to face justice and have to be accountable for what they did. When it comes to this exclamation that the enemies are going to say, this ha-ah, ha-ah, aha, aha, Rashi understands that to be actually an expression of joy that we might say, that a person might say when they see that their wishes concerning their enemies are fulfilled. So I want to pause for a minute and sort of address the enemy piece. With our modern sensibilities, it can sometimes be difficult to connect to this idea of punishing enemies. It's not language that we're used to using, or at least that I'm not. But one of the hardest emotions to feel in the world is a sense of a lack of justice, that you're looking around and bad people are prospering and getting wealthy and good people are struggling and facing illnesses. And it can be very difficult to really feel that there's a sense of justice when you see what on the surface seems to be a lot of unfairness. In addition, when we read news articles about what people might be saying about the Jewish people or about the state of Israel, it can also be easy to feel that there's a missing justice piece, that it's so unfair. And so when we get these sort of glimpses in our lives where we realize that, oh, wow, God is running the world, that maybe there is more justice than I anticipated, it's sort of an unusual moment, and it's a very powerful experience, and it can almost stop our speech and just leave us with exclamations when we get to sort of glimpse that ultimate larger justice that God offers. Then in the next pasuk, we see Yasisu v'yismachu b'cha kol mevakshecha v'yomru tamid yigdal elokim ohavei yeshuatecha. May all those who seek you, Hashem, exult and rejoice, and may those who love your salvation constantly magnify you. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin understands this pasuk to mean that we should seek Hashem as the source of our happiness. Now, normally, when we're pinning our happiness on something, that causes a certain anxiety. After all, if my happiness is dependent on going on that vacation to Italy, then until I get on the vacation, I'm going to be nervous. What if it doesn't work out? What if I get sick? What if I miss my flight? What if there's a worldwide pandemic? But when it comes to happiness in our service of Hashem, that's entirely different. Unlike most goals that we sort of check off our list, you know, our bucket list, so to speak, following Hashem is a lifelong process full of ups and downs, triumphs and challenges. As Ralph Waldo Emerson once famously said, it's not the destination, it's the journey. Seeking closeness with Hashem is not a destination that we arrive at, but it's a journey that we constantly travel on and engage in. Rabbi Pliskin also shared two more thoughts on this pasuk that touched me, so I wanted to, in turn, share them with you. First of all, if we look at the pasuk, it says, may all those who seek you, etc. So why the word all here? According to Rabbi Pliskin, the word all in the pasuk connotes that a close relationship with Hashem is available to each and every one of us, not just the very smart or the very spiritual or the people with a lot of time on their hands, but really for every single one. And so as we undertake this journey, which is not an easy one, we still do so knowing that we absolutely can succeed. This is available to everyone. Second, Rabbi Pliskin asks an important question, which is how we can ensure that we are seeking Hashem with joy specifically. After all, joy is an emotion, and how can we force ourselves to feel joyful? However, we know that our actions can actually have a powerful impact on our thoughts and feelings. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos asks the question of how does a person become a kind and giving human being? And the answer he offers is that the way you become kind and giving is by doing kind and giving things. We don't magically turn into kind people. We engage in action that gets us there. I have a friend who once was interested in volunteering at a local hospital, but she was intimidated and she really felt like, this is not for me. I like to be comfortable in a familiar environment. I'm not a hospital volunteer. When someone asked her to cover a shift volunteering, she agreed, telling herself, okay, it's just one shift. And one shift led to another shift, led to another shift. And before long, she was volunteering at the hospital once a week. And she became a dedicated hospital volunteer, even though she was absolutely positive that she wasn't the type of person to volunteer at a hospital. So ultimately, it's our actions that determine who we can become. And by acting as if we're serving God with joy, even if we have to fake it till we make it a little bit, we can eventually get to the real thing. The final pasuk of this perek concludes with emphasizing our insufficiency as human beings and our reliance on Hashem. Ve'ani ani ve'evyon, but I am poor and needy, Hashem, and you are my aid and my rescue. This perek connects many critical themes, providing sort of a short guide, if you will, on how we can live lives that are actually connected to God. By first of all, remembering God's role in our lives, not taking it for granted. By seeing our avodas Hashem, our service of God, as a lifelong journey. And by turning our feelings into actions and really cultivating a sense of joy in how we follow the mitzvot, the commandments, and serve Hashem, we can go through our lives with a deep bond and creation and connection with our Creator. Thank you for learning with us, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.